Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. It's great to be back today. Wanted to talk a little bit about a few things. I'm going to cover the over 40 club for the week. We're going to look at our rookies today, and then we're also going to take a quick peek at start and sits for tonight's football game. So hopefully that'll help you. First, let's start out with the over 40 club for week four, and we had this many. Yeah, can you see that? That's a big zero. Nobody made the over 40 club this week. However, the highest score, which I kind of figure like we should give this guy some kudos, TJ Hockenson, tight end for the Detroit Lions, number one, 39.9 fantasy points. He had 8 catches, 12 targets, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 22.4 yards per catch. That's getting down the field. Maybe they finally figured out how to use TJ Hockens. I mean, Detroit's offense is currently ranked number one in the NFL, and their defense is currently ranked number 32. So kudos to TJ Hockenson. So players over 40, zero. But we had 7 players over 30 this week, and we had 17 players over 25 this week. That is up 5 players from last week. So that's our over 40 club for the week. Sorry, it's not that great, but I know that there's been a lot of low scoring in fantasy leagues, and you know, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. Another thing about fantasy football. So my wife and I are watching the football game on Monday night, and coincidentally, we're both in games that involve Cooper Kupp. And coincidentally, both of us needed Cooper Kupp to not have a really great game. In particular, it was more difficult for her because I not only needed Cooper Kupp to not have a good game, but I needed San Francisco's defense to play okay, not great, and I got zapped on both ends. They didn't do a good job with Kupp, and they scored that touchdown at the end, which really killed me. And I ended up losing by like 20 points, being the second highest scorer in my league. However, for my wife, it was excruciating. Excruciating. We're watching the game. Everything's going. She's like 3 points, right? The other team needs 3 points to beat her. 2.5 points, something like that. He catches the ball. Now it's like 1.3 points or 1.5 points. The other team needs to beat her. And San Francisco's defense does their job, right? They three and out the LA Rams and Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp. He completes one pass to him, but that's it. So she's still up, and San Francisco gets the ball. What do they do? What does Kyle Shanahan do? Does he not know there are people out there who have fantasy football players that need a little bit more support? I don't think he does, and I don't think he cares. But as a fan, we do. So he promptly, with a minute and 45 seconds, and the fact that the Rams, I think, had 2 timeouts left, runs the ball 3 straight times for a total of no yards and punts it back to the Rams. And what do the Rams do the very first play? Yeah. What would you do if you're a coach and you're down, you have the ball with 35 seconds and you have to score like 16 points to win? Of course you go out and you throw 1 9-yard pass to Cooper Kupp and then let the clock run out. And my wife ended up losing by like 0.25 points. It was excruciating for fantasy football managers. However, the good news for her is she's 3-5 and her season does look pretty good. She was the second highest scorer in her league, in our league there that we're in together there, I believe, maybe third, but definitely up at the top, and continues to perform pretty well. I'm happy with her team for her. Top 5 rookies, week 4, top 5 rookies. So Damian Pierce is stepping it up, the running back from Houston, 14 carries, 131 yards, 9.4 yards per carry, and a touchdown, 68% of the snaps. He had 6 catches on 6 targets, which I think is important. Only 8 yards, but maybe he'll get better in that area. But 25.9 fantasy points this week. His last 2 weeks, he's carried the ball 34 times, 211 yards, 2 TDs, 64%. That's an average of 21 fantasy points per game. I'm hoping that you're putting this young man in your lineup now I think you pretty much have to ride him from here on out, right? He's a must start. I just, even matchup wise, appears to be a pretty solid start. Chris Olave, number two wide receiver, New Orleans, another good week, playing 68% of the snaps. Four catches, seven targets, 67 yards, and he gets his first touchdown in the NFL, 16.7 fantasy points. And the last 2 weeks for him, 13 catches, 20 targets, 214 yards, 16.5 yards per catch, 72% of the snaps, and 20.2 fantasy points per game, even with Dalton at quarterback. Actually, I think Dalton might even be a plus for him. I really do, because I think he's just that kind of guy that he's pretty consistent, and he has always been really good for the number one receiver, and Chris Olave is the number one receiver. Again, a rookie who you should be playing weekly, regardless of matchups. Don't even look at the matchup. Just put him in your roster. Another guy that came out on top this week due to a quarterback change, George Pickens, wide receiver for Pittsburgh. He played 70% of the snaps, six catches, eight targets, 102 yards. He did not have a touchdown this week, 16.2 fantasy points. Now, Kenny Pickett went in for the second half, and with the rookie quarterback, George Pickens, and I think it's important that you know this, had four catches for 71 yards. So he was targeted frequently by Kenny Pickett, and he was available on a lot of leagues. I'm sure he's not now. He's got some really tough matchups coming ahead, but George Pickens looks like he's going to vault into that WR1 part for Pittsburgh. If you got Deontay Johnson, you might want to be taking a look at maybe moving on from him. You might still have a little value. If he definitely goes out and has a week this week, you might want to put him on the block, because I just really don't think with the matchups coming up that he's going to help your fantasy team much. Number four, Breece Hall, running back for the New York Jets, 66% of the snaps, 17 rushes for 66 yards this week. It's only 3.9 yards per carry. He did get a touchdown. He had two catches on six targets for 12 yards, 15.8 fantasy points. The last 2 weeks, 25 rushes, 105 yards, 4.4 yards per carry with that touchdown. But he's been targeted 17 times and had eight catches for an additional 65 yards. His average points per game is actually 15.5 points per game. There's a rookie you might definitely want to be getting into your lineup too. I think regardless of matchups, now with Wilson back, Breece Hall is going to move forward. Kenny Pickett comes in at number five, the quarterback for Pittsburgh, and he only plays 50% of the snaps, but he completes 10 out of 13 passes for 120 yards. And actually, he completed 13 because he had three interceptions. Yeah, hopefully he'll improve from that, right? But six carries, 15 yards and two touchdowns, 15.3 fantasy points, brings him in at number five. I'm sure if you're a Najee Harris owner, you're not real happy with the fact that the quarterback had two rushing touchdowns. Probably won't see that every week, so I wouldn't hit the panic button too hard on Najee. But again, matchups, it's been a difficult offense to actually use the players and utilize them in a week-to-week basis. Honorable mention, I threw these two in here because it's kind of the first couple times we've really talked about them, but Rashad White got a lot of press this week, the running back for Tampa Bay. He played 38% of the snaps, the most he's played this year, 14.6 fantasy points, and he also got his first rushing touchdown included in that. So Rashad White, somebody as a rookie you might want to be paying attention to. Not really sure what's going on in Tampa Bay, but it looks like that might become more of a split with Leonard Fournette. So if you're a Leonard Fournette owner, maybe not as good a news, especially because the rookie got the rushing touchdown. Romeo Dobbs, my other one, the wide receiver for Green Bay, 96% of the snaps this week, 13.7 fantasy points. The last 2 weeks, 92% of the snaps, 13 catches, 16 targets, 120 yards, two TDs, and he faced the New York Giants this week. So Romeo Dobbs should be a starter in all of our lineups moving forward. WR1 in Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers is always good to his WR1 receivers. And maybe that'll also help out Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, and maybe we'll get a little more production out of those guys if we happen to have ownership in those stakes. Season top five rookie scores. Chris Olave has 60.5 fantasy points. Wide receiver for New Orleans is averaging 15.1 points per game. Damian Pierce at 57.6, running back for Houston, averaging 14.4. Garrett Wilson holds on to number three with 57.3 fantasy points. Wide receiver, New York Jets, 14.3. Drake London, 55.1 fantasy points. Wide receiver for Atlanta, 13.8 points per game. I know he had a bad week this last week, but still somebody you want to consider playing weekly. And then Breece Hall, 54.1 fantasy points. The running back for the New York Jets with 13.5. How about that? Two of the top rookies, Hall and Wilson, both in that top five. And players you might want to be playing, especially with Wilson in at quarterback now. Thursday night football. Let's talk about Thursday night football and some of your starts and sits. So for Indianapolis, I don't know if you know, but Jonathan Taylor is out and will not be playing tonight. So you need to make your adjustments accordingly. I'm not a Nyheim Hines fan here. I'm not going to be playing him against Denver's defense. They've actually done pretty well against the rush. So I'm not starting anybody in Indianapolis as far as running backs go. My starts for the Indianapolis side is just one. Probably going to pay Michael Pittman. Last 2 weeks, he's averaging 6 catches on 8 targets for 52 yards. So my low to high for him, my low to high, I'm going to add this. It's kind of something I decided I would try and give it a shot. My low for Pittman is 11.2. My high is 17.2 if he can get a touchdown. So he should hit his average. If he can get that touchdown, he'll be a little better for you. But definitely the only player I'm considering playing on the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Denver, I am sitting Russell Wilson. He had his best week in fantasy, but I'm still not willing to play him right now. He's dealing with some shoulder issues, only threw the ball 25 times, might be related to that. However, we're going to talk about a few other players, one most notably, Melvin Gordon. So Javonte Williams is out with the ACL, MCL, not playing, out for the season. Naturally, Melvin Gordon should vault into the position of RB1 here. But with Hackett as the coach, I'm not sure we can count on that. So I looked at a little bit of the information on Melvin Gordon this year. And he's played, you know, all 4 weeks. He's carried the ball 37 times this year for 139 yards. That's 3.7 yards per carry. In addition, he's caught the ball 8 times for 49 yards. That's an average of 2 catches per week for 12 yards. So follow me here. If he carries the ball on average 9 times a week, which is what he's been doing, but let's say he gets the bulk of the carries today. Let's say he moves up to 15. At 3.7 yards per carry, that's 55 yards. If he gets his 2 catches for 12 yards, that's 67 total yards. That's only 8.7 fantasy points. Now, if he were to get a TD, he would be at 14.7. That's my low to high for him. I think his high is 14.7. His low is 8.7 for me. And I have Melvin Gordon in one of my leagues. I actually had Williams, and I drafted him as a handcuff because he did look so good last year. Again, I'm not willing to give up on him, but I'm going to hold him. I'm not going to start him this week. He's a sit player for me. But two players I would consider starting this week, even with Russell Wilson's shoulder, Cortland Sutton has to be a must start. He's averaging 16.2 fantasy points per game. And then I'm asked, what about Jerry Jeudy? Well, at first I was on the fence about him, but I'm going to give you a little extra details that I looked into. Here you go. He's averaging 13 fantasy points per game this year. If you look at the 3 games he played, one game he played very limited, like a couple snaps, and then he was out. So I didn't count that week. But that's 13 fantasy points per game. That's his low, okay? But in 2 games, he's played over 89% of the snaps in 2 games. So his average in the 2 games that he's played 89% of the snaps is 17.8 fantasy points per game. So I'm going to start Jerry Jeudy and I'm going to start Cortland Sutton. Probably the two players I see tonight having the most fantasy relevant games for our teams. So That is it for today's podcast. I'll be back again before the weekend with some starts and sits for you. Again, you can get a hold of me at SundaysWithJeffMiller at my gmail.com account. You can send me an email with any questions you have. If you're listening to my podcast on Spotify, there's a little button on there. You can hit message. You can actually record a message to me, and I can answer the question that way too. I love to get involved with that situation. I do have people from time to time call me, and I do have people that stop by that know that I do podcasting and like to ask me a few questions, pick a few brains. I have been pretty accurate the last couple weeks. I will say that with a few of my choices. I've actually gotten some kudos from some of the listeners, so that's nice to see. And I'm going to try to get better at it. That's what I'm going to try to do. So hopefully you can join me for that program. So that leaves me with one thing to say. It's only fair if you share. Bye.